Zakta Helige Mishle weiter, Hu Haya Aimer. Rabbi Kiva used to say, Hakol Nasan Be'eravai. Everything is given with an Arav. An Arav is a guarantor. Now what happens if Chaim comes to me and says, can you lend me $500? I say, I need a guarantor. Okay, Shimon says, I'll be the Arav. If Chaim doesn't pay, if the borrower doesn't pay, so I go to the Arav and I collect the money from him. It depends really what type of an Arav. If he's an Arav Kabbalah, but under certain circumstances, that's the halacha. I can go straight to Shimon and say, listen, Chaim didn't pay me, please pay me. I'm guaranteed my money. And the Arav then turns around and says to Chaim, listen, I guarantee the loan. You're going to have to pay me. So if Chaim thinks he's hiding from me, that's not going to change anything. He's still going to wind up having to pay. There's an Arav. Zakta Batnura, your feet are your Arav. They'll carry you to where you're supposed to be. We think we know where we're going, but the Rabbeinu Shlem takes us to where we're supposed to go. We have all kinds of cheshbainos and plans, and I've seen this a million times in my life. Those are the only times I noticed. You make plans from morning to night, and you wind up where the Rabbeinu Shlem wants you to go. The feet of a person are his arev. Umetsuda prusal kalachayim. And a net is spread over all living things. Can't escape the din of the Divine Shalala. Imagine a fish in a very big net. I'm swimming away. You can only swim as far as the net goes. So in Mitzudah, there's a net that is prusa, that is spread al kalachayim. You can hide from people. You can't hide from the Divine Shalala. The Divine Shalala gave us a world to live in. We're in this world. There's no place we can go. Out of the world. Now Rabbi Kiva compares the world to a store. A store? Hachanus psucha, the store is open. Vachen vini makiv, and the storekeeper gives credit. You don't have to pay till later. Vapin kis psuch, and the book where they write down who owes what is open. Vayad kaisevis. Yeah, take milk, take candy, take tuna, but it's all being written down. Sooner or later, you're going to have to pay. Maybe sometimes the storekeeper makes a mistake. He doesn't write everything down. The Rabbeinu Shem writes everything down. The Chala writes a little vice yavi v'yelv. Anyone who wants to borrow can come and borrow. You want to do against the Ratzon of Hashem, you can. No one's stopping you. But there's a price to pay. The collectors who collect the money owe to the storekeeper. They make their rounds every single day. Tadir means frequently. And they collect money from the person. Whether he realizes it or doesn't realize it. Sometimes he says, I know why this happened to me. And sometimes we forgot what we did. And we say, why? Why did I get this parking ticket? Why? Why did my washing machine break? But there's a chesh ben hashamayim to everything. The collectors have something to rely on because there's a perfect record. The judgment is a true judgment. The Abishah doesn't expect us to do things that we can't do. He wants us to try. And everything is prepared for the banquet. Everything is prepared for the banquet? Yes. Says the Batanura, both Tzadikim and Rishoyim have a chelik li'olam haba. After they pay up their chayv.